2 days after the midterm congressional elections, in which the Republican Party made historic gains, Democrats are still pointing fingers and assigning blame. As of now, Republicans have added at least 4 more House seats, as well as recapturing control of the Senate.
Today, Congressman Richard Gebhardt, who has led the Democrats in the House since 1995, formally announced that he will not run again for minority leader. The announcement comes as several Democratic lawmakers urged a shakeup in their party's leadership in the wake of Tuesday's elections. Congressman Gebhardt joins us now. Welcome, Congressman.
Hello there.
Let's clear something up right at the start. Is your decision to leave the leadership a result of what happened on Tuesday, an acknowledgement that you bear some responsibility for your party's losses?
Well, I think we're a team. We all bear responsibility, but I'm leader of the team, and I have a sign on my desk that says the buck stops here, and I believe in that, and so I bear more responsibility than anyone else. But having said that, I am proud of what we've done over these last 8 years. We lost 54 seats net in 1995. We've picked up probably 20 or 23 seats since then, and we're still, even after this loss of the other night, which I'm disappointed about, we're still only 6-10 seats away from winning back the House. That remains our goal. I just came to the conclusion that it was time to change things. I needed to change what I was doing, and the caucus deserves change and new leadership. And while I'm proud of what we've done, I'm proud of what all the members have done, I've enjoyed every minute of doing this. It's a high honor to be the Democratic leader in the House. It's time to shake things up. It's time to look anew, act anew, think anew, and try to project a new set of ideas and for the future and for the party.
In your statement today, you alluded to the fact that you wanted to talk to a broader audience about our nation and our goals. And you also said it's time for me personally to take a different direction, look at the country's challenge from a different perspective, and take on this president and the Republican Party from a different vantage point. Are you telling us you're going to run for president now?
I haven't decided anything. The only thing I've decided is that I did not want to stand for leader next Thursday, but I made no other decisions. I wanted to change what I was doing, and I wanted the caucus to have change as well, and I think that's what's going to happen, and that's good. I do think one of the things that happens to you here as leader is that you're not only a legislative leader and a human leader of a human organization, you're also a political leader. And you are consumed day to day by the range of issues that come to this office and to this job. And it's very hard when you're building consensus painstakingly day by day in a very diverse caucus to have any time to step back and say, where are we? Where's the country? Where are we going? Where do we need to go? How do we translate our enduring values into the today's circumstances? And that's what I want to try to do.
Congressman, Texas, your colleague from Texas, Martin Frost, who will apparently run against Nancy Pelosi to succeed you, says he's very concerned about the party moving too far to the left under Pelosi. Are you concerned about that possibility?
I think anyone who gets elected here has got to be a unifier, has got to build a consensus from the bottom up. This is a very diverse caucus. It's more diverse than it's ever been. And so it's the only diverse caucus on Capitol Hill, and you got to work very hard to do that. So I think whoever is in the leadership needs to build not to the left or not to the right or even to the center, but to move forward, to think in a new way about the challenges the country faces. And I'm going to try from the backbench now to be a helpful part of that process.
Thank you very much, Congressman.
Thank you.
Congressman Richard Gebhardt, who is stepping down as Democratic leader in the House.